This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are locked and loaded. The final transmission of 2015. Yours truly, Alex Jones. Of course, there'll be the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, and I'll do a Facebook mentions around midnight. Wow, huge broadcast lined up today. We'll get into all of it after this special report that I tend to like to open the shows with, John Bowne's special reports. We have a big special report from Jakari Jackson on the TSA naked body scanners and more coming up today. A bunch of big guests. But the big push to come after free speech and guns is here. It's all being formally announced. This is just unprecedented. We knew it was coming, but it's still incredible to see it. We'll cover it after the break, but here's John Bowne's report.
While the decaying, bought and paid for mainstream media dinosaurs pat themselves on the back for a job not well done, 69 journalists uncovering truth all over the globe were killed as 2015 comes to a close. U.S. News and World Report reveals that 13 journalists died covering the events in Syria. And of course, who can forget the manipulated shock and awe we all experienced during the gunning down of satirical free speech at the Charlie Hebdo headquarters in France in January, where 12 people, 8 of them journalists, were killed. On August 26th, the assault on free speech reared its ugly head in America when outside of Roanoke, Virginia, a deluded and failed reporter allegedly gunned down another reporter and her cameraman while wounding the woman being interviewed, and then later killed himself. The U.S. News and World Report writes, the vast majority of journalists killed were covering some combination of political news, 68%, war, 46%, or human rights issues, 39%. Journalists were also at risk covering culture, 29%, corruption, 22%, and crime, 19%. And while the 69 journalists killed this year isn't a record number, the growing intent to silence free speech is difficult to ignore.
And this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now, before this country is so completely altered, and we're left with Hillary's brain in the Oval Office in a jar, because that's what we're getting. She's old and she's sick. She's not a contender. They're making her a contender with these propped up Saturday Night Live things. It's like a head on a stick. And then on the Today Show with the Gun Three, a head on a stick. She is not a viable, vibrant leader for this country of 300, including the illegals, 380 million Americans. So the media is trying to put us to sleep. If it continues to get consolidated to this degree, and then we're moving into the robots, which you're so profound on, and it's going to get really ugly, really fast. There's already automated news sites, Google News, hello anybody. They actually, the idiots reading that crap, think there is actually a human there. There is no human there. You are being programmed to being automated.
I would say right now that the guys who control the press, the ability to manipulate the press, is much greater than ever. And even the very good newspapers are staggering under the idea that it's just really hard to take everything at face value. The current press secretary for the President of the United States may be a perfectly nice guy, but he never worked as a journalist. He was always in the public relations business. I'm not suggesting he's criminal or wrong, but we don't even have a journalist there. So, yes, I would say things are worse off generally, just in terms of day-to-day credibility. It's just so much easier for the guys on top to get away with, if not a falsehood, just an incomplete answer or a non-answer when one should be issued.
2016 is shaping up to be the year free speech will begin to be rated in ways too difficult to fathom. As the globalist corporocratic backdoor trade deals spread like a cancer of domination, unleashed by their hordes of copyright lawyers over what can and can't be published content. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Another very powerful report.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Hard to believe that we're hurtling into 2016. We have a bunch of guests joining us today. It's all going to be extremely informative. The big theme, though, that is rearing its ugly head, not just here, but across the world, is the fact that there is a concerted, organized, focused, continued attack on free speech and systems of free speech being directed by global corporate interest. They are making their move in a big way right now. There is a huge offensive. And that's because the system is losing what little bit of credibility they had. Those fumes are now disappearing. Look at the report out today from USA Today. TV, the old king of U.S. politics, faces mortality. That's a nice way of saying faces death. I don't want to say that mainstream media is dead. Because it's never really been alive. It's been a tool of disinformation from the beginning. But if you talk about being dominant when it comes to information and dumbing the people down, it's been king. So when we call it the dinosaur media, that's a good name for it. Because the dinosaurs, you know, we're told are extinct, but we still have the crocodile, the alligator, things like that, and the crocodilia family that supposedly is even older than the dinosaur family. But when we look at mainstream media, it's only powerful, it only comes alive on blue moon events, big military operations, stock market crashes, things like that. Yes, they have big viewerships. Yes, they can still occasionally push narratives and dictate outcomes, but they're losing even that blue moon power because they are so ultra discredited that even though big audiences occasionally tune in, and the rest of the time they are flatlined. We're talking 100,000 viewers, 200,000 viewers on CNN. Same thing MSNBC. Fox has gone from, you know, 6-7 million down to a couple million on its biggest shows. It's dying as well, but not dead yet. And they go on to admit it is the internet, and it is what the candidates say themselves, and it's what the people say themselves. It is not anything the mainstream media says. The mainstream media could have stayed somewhat dominant, but it's gone so extreme when it comes to disinformation and lies in an attempt to hang on. It has gone so far in distorting and twisting that people don't believe it when they come out and say what the temperature is. They don't believe it when they say what's happening with the stock market. They don't believe any of it because they may not be the general public sophisticated enough to know what they're being lied to about, but they just don't believe anything they're being told. That's a very important first phase. Now we can get in there and start not telling people how to think, not spoon-feeding them garbage, but actually showing them the paradigms and how the world works and telling them the hat tricks of the magician, of the sorcerers, of the technocrats, of those that would control reality, of those that would be history's actors. We're not feeding people fish. We're showing them how to fish. We're not telling people what to think. We're simply saying, this is what we see. This is historically what's happened before. Here's globalist own admissions. They write all these books and white papers. They think you're too dumb to go and research it for yourself. They think that you won't learn how to think. They think that you'll be an expert on the sitcoms, the dramas, the entertainment, the fantasy football. The average person is not even really dumb. They're just experts on stupid stuff that isn't effective, that isn't based in the real world, that is artificial creations of this corrupt system. It'd be like being an expert ditch digger. Is that really going to make you successful and independent? No. You're never going to make more than $10 an hour. Well, they teach you stuff even less effective than ditch digging. How to be cool on, you know, online group games. How to buy real fictional Lamborghinis. I say real because it's real to them, with real money, and to be a movie star in these different Second Life video games. Oh, that's money well spent. They need you to live in the fantasy land and sleep. So while you're sleeping, they take over the kingdom. And they've done a pretty good job of running off with everything. But if there's still a percentage of people awake, and they're trying this mesmerization game where they look at us with straight faces and say, there is no world government. There is no tyranny. Fluoride is good for you. Vaccines never hurt anybody. Folks don't buy it anymore. And there's a lot more awake people than there are globalist controllers. And the zombies running around like lobotomized gerbils are just sad victims of all of this, and we should never dare laugh at them. Because as this technotronic era gets more and more tyrannical, as it becomes more oppressive, the smartest and most resistant of us are going to have to fight to maintain our will and our consciousness. This is the great challenge, the great animating contest. And they are getting ready. I told you 2016 was Hammerfall. It's all over mainstream news. They're blowing the trumpets that it's inevitable. We're coming with carbon taxes. We're coming for your guns. We're coming for your free speech. We're coming with forced inoculations. We're coming to sexualize your children at age 5, age 4, and no child left behind. I mean, it is on. Obama has told Politico, Hammerfall, next week. The beginning of executive orders against the guns. I predict the first, he says this is a long string of them. I predict the first will sound reasonable and will not be the most draconian. The second will not be as draconian, but a little bit more. And within a month or two of next year, he is going to come out nationwide with an executive order like the California law, where they just feel like, with an anonymous tip coming and confiscating your guns, they're gone. You're then drug off to a Soviet-style psychological evaluation. Get ready, folks. It's here. The good news is the enemy is on fire, floundering with their rudders shot off. And if we just realize the power the Liberty Movement has, and if we engage in the info war and expose what they're doing, we can win. They have admittedly, as of last year, activated the Central Intelligence Agency, the FBI, and a bunch of other foreign think tank PR groups to engage in massive high-tech COINTELPRO infighting, disinfo, all sorts of attacks on the Liberty Movement from within. And that is going to go into high gear next year. So get ready for that. You'll be trying to defend the Second Amendment or defend the borders or defend sovereignty, and you're just going to see disturbances start up. No matter how small your website is or whatever, just ignore it, move forward, getting the word out to the people. Don't be distracted. Just man the guns in the info war. We're going to be knee-deep in gremlins, but they can chew at our legs. They can't take us down. Ignore the gremlins. Fire at the big political capital ships coming into the beach. Those troop ships, for the allegory, are full of basically 100-foot machines coming in against Liberty. So I'm telling you, ignore all the side chatter, folks, and realize those big ships coming in, that's the main attack. The globalists, the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, these secret global trade treaties. The executive orders on energy and guns, it's coming. That's the main focus. It's hitting everybody. They're going to try to divide and conquer operations just like they do when they take over a third world country with the opposition. Don't listen to the propaganda. Don't listen to the fact they say we're losing. Don't listen to any of it. Move forward. Engage. Disobey illegal orders of the military and police departments. Leak information. Get aggressive. Come out and speak. And again, we're known as the most hardcore node in this whole resistance. That's why you see people signaling like Cy Hirsch and Donald Trump and all these Congress people coming on this show. They're signaling. They're signaling The narrative of resistance, 1776, InfoWar. They're signaling that this is the accurate information. They're signaling that now is the time to say no to the takeover, because America's been taken over for a while to a certain extent, but this is the attempt to break our back. This is the attempt to bring us down politically once and for all and have a communist style, it's not communist, they use that model, burn the cities, kill the police destabilization program, then the feds and the globalists come in as the saviors in that response. George Soros is about to try to overthrow the U.S.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
December 31st, 2015. We're live. Engaging the globalist of the Republic. Europe has publicly fallen to technocrats. Presidents and prime ministers are now installed in major countries. Planetary government is openly being announced. The family has been declared the enemy. Private property, a crime, if not held by the ultra-rich that are tax-exempt. I remember, gosh, it's hard to believe, it was like 5-6 years ago, I was out in the hill country, out by Wimberley, at a camp out with my son at a birthday party, and I was down by the creek, and I'd already been told by the folks that were putting on the party on their acreage that, oh yeah, you know, John Wayne's son lives next door, but they're moving out in a month to Costa Rica. They're leaving the United States. And they say, especially the last time to get out of here. So then I'm down there and up by the creek, like a day later, we're there for 2 days. Here comes John Wayne's son. And I'm like, looking, looks like John Wayne, looks like a Hispanic John Wayne. And I said, I hear you're leaving. And he goes, yeah, the word is you don't get out of here in a year or two, you won't be able to get out with your money or anything. And I said, really? He goes, yeah, that's what all the rich people and all the elites are doing. They're leaving. And I've been hearing that from billionaires and people, too. You know, now it's all over the news. I mean, that's how scary all this is, folks. This isn't a game. This is the totalitarian takeover of America. Al Gore said 2 years ago, we need an Arab Spring in America. And they're bringing in an Arab Spring with the radical left and the Black Lives Matter movement to start a civil war in this country. That's not rhetoric, folks. That's what they're planning. And we're trying to stop it. And people say, well, Black Lives Matter has some good points, and, you know, such and such. Let's get past all that. It's George Soros run. Of course it's going to have some legitimate points. Of course there's some problems with police. There's problems all over the place. Guys, pull up the number of people shot and killed by police a year. It varies, but it's one of the rarest ways to die. Are there horrible, crazy police? Some of them? Absolutely. Is the government getting too much power and that trickles down? Absolutely. But the country is being set up for war with Russia. Our government's backing Al-Qaeda to murder hundreds of thousands of people. And the stinking Democratic Party is run by a bunch of race-baiting crazies trying to start a race war. Number of people killed by U.S. police in 2015 at 1,000. Yeah, I was about to say it's like 1,100 or so every year. And most of them are in shootouts with the police. I mean, you're talking 90% are totally justified. And yeah, there are then maybe 100, maybe 200 really bad things that happen. But I mean, is that, again, they're aborting half the black people, but I can't get black people to be upset about it or white people. Because MSNBC said it's a wonderful thing. So you kill millions of blacks every year, that's wonderful, but you kill 20 or 30 of them, it's like the end of the world. One man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. Joe Stalin was right. And it just goes on and on. The reason I bring up John Wayne is John Wayne's daughter endorses Trump. I am humbly at your service. My dad, I am sure, will be very proud of Mr. Trump. Asa Wayne revealed she admired the real estate mogul for giving a voice to American people. Well, Obama's come out and said he's not viable for president, and now they're officially in the news saying he may be disqualified. Oh, I'd never heard of that before. Well, it's just, you know, we don't need a law or anything. We just say he's disqualified. And here's the big announcement. Michael Savage has been banned along with hundreds and hundreds of prominent Americans from traveling to England because he criticizes radical Islam. Donald Trump, the British government now officially says, to make him look like a crook, that he's going to be banned from the UK. They arrest you if you try to go and protest radical Islam in England now. We have the videos. We've had the guest on. They arrest you. They arrest you. Now, the British government, again, a couple weeks ago, posted the petition. Now, I've got the article here. They're looking at it. Steve Watson, Government considering banning Donald Trump. Infowars.com right now. And I've got other articles where they talk about it. Google and the Trump free internet. Google is openly restricting Donald Trump now. And they can take him down, folks. They can take everybody's free speech. But the left and the controlled right are rubbing their greedy rat-like paws together.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
This is what happens. I get in here and I look at hundreds of articles. I get wound up. I end up not covering a lot of them. So let me just attempt to read you some of these headlines. Look at this one. John Wayne's daughter endorses Trump. I am humbly at your service. My dad, I'm sure, will be very proud of Mr. Trump. Bill Cosby's lawyer has faith in justice system. I mean, look, whether he did all this or not, I think the thing's questionable on both sides. I think what he did was unethical. There's obviously something going on there, but in so many of the cases, it's like, I was a Playboy girl, and I, you know, went out with him 15 times, and I think he used to drug me. I don't know what happened when I went in the bedroom with him. I mean, just give me a break. Give me a break. I just kept going to the hotel room with him, and he'd say, take this pill, and I'd do it, and I didn't know what the pill did. That will now graduate into what we're hearing about date rape, where I had five vodkas and then I didn't know what happened. Since caveman times, men have been like, drink the mead, female. I mean, it's dangerous where all this is going. And I mean, the guy actually does look like a toad. I mean, I have to say, Cosby doesn't look too happy in these photographs, and I shouldn't be laughing about it. He's now taken the form of a Muppet, and he was acting like he was blind when they let him in. I mean, I don't know what's going on. It's just, I'm sure some of these women are telling the truth. Some of the others, I've watched them on TV, and they look like some of the biggest BS artists I've ever seen in my life. And that's just my opinion. And it keeps coming out in statistics that around half of the rape allegations made in this country are fake. And we're all told there's this rape culture. Let me tell you where there's a rape culture. With the hundreds of thousands of invaded Sunni radicals that have come in to Iraq and Syria that are running around raping and murdering everyone, who say the Quran gives them the authorization to rape girls as young as 6 years of age. Well, I don't need the Quran to tell me you need to have your head beaten in with a baseball bat if you talk like that or want to do things like that. I mean, this is sick. And our media does everything it can to cover this stuff. And all these leftist outlets are attacking me. Alex Jones is Islamophobic. Alex Jones hates Muslims. Alex Jones is a bigot. I am a bigot against the radical form of Islam that puts hoods over women's heads, cuts their genitals off, mutilates them, uses them as slaves, eats people's hearts, murders every Christian they get a hold of, and run around with 9-year-old boys blowing prisoners' heads off and sawing people's heads off. Yes, yes, I don't like it. I discriminate against it. Yes, just like I would discriminate against a dead cat on the side of the road if someone said, let's go fry up this maggot-covered cat, my nose would discriminate the stinking flesh, and I'd say, I don't eat roadkill, thank you very much. So that's what they're doing. Oh, I'm sorry, I've gotten the two stories here. But while we're busy hating on Bill Cosby, while we're busy going after the king of the toads, all Hades is breaking loose around the world. The stock market is going way down today. Sour on final day of 2015. Derivatives are way bigger than they were in 2008. There's all sorts of wars breaking out. And you would think Donald Trump was the Antichrist for saying, until they start checking people's visas and not letting people in from terrorist areas, we have to shut off all Muslims coming in until Congress does an investigation and starts vetting these people. Just like they bring illegals in from all over the world to say, oh, we got a plane load at JFK from Mexico, and the customs agents are told. And they called the media, and then it even came out in CBS and NBC News. Imagine, they went and whistleblowed. They said, a plane with 150-something people on it landed, there's the Daily News, on flight from Mexico, allowed to skip customs, leave JFK Airport. Just, hey, you know what? We've been ordered, just let you in. You're from Mexico, just come on in. Trump's like, something's got to be done right now. I mean, imagine if suddenly the president of Mexico just said, we're not going to check anybody when they come in. You can just land from anywhere. You can just come across. And then a guy running for president said, until the president stops this and until we know what's happening, no one comes in. Shut the borders until you put security back in. They'd say, I mean, that's just no-brainer. It's like you're cooking dinner and you forget and the stove's on fire and then there's fire shooting up. You go turn it off and you go get the fire extinguisher. And you spray everything until the fire is extinguished. You don't go, maybe you're discriminating against the fish you were frying in the pan. Don't hit with a fire extinguisher because you hate fish. No, you don't hate fish. You want the fire to stop. You don't hate people from the Middle East, but you don't. Obama won't let Christians in. Christians are like 12%. They were 20% of the population in Syria. They're trying to get here. Our government won't let them in. They'll bring in thousands of Muslims, none of them Shiite, all of them Sunni. And then they'll have, for every 200 and something, there's a metric. I've noticed this in the news. They'll go, okay, one Christian. 31 Christians versus 2,149 Muslims. Just 1% of Syrian refugees accepted by Obama administration in 2015 were Christians. 98% were Muslim. And almost all of them were Sunni usurpers. Invaders. Auslanders. Outlanders. How's that? For everybody out there. And then England, the British government is looking in the UK at banning Donald Trump as a public menace from entering Britannia. Interfering in our elections, trying to demonize someone who has massive business holdings in the UK, huge hotels, golf courses, you name it. These are sanctions against him. Now you really know he's good, don't you? And he's got people advising him that are hardcore InfoWars listeners. Who are hardcore people in the Nixon and Reagan and Bush 41 administrations. Serious people. Who don't want to see this country destroyed. There is an internal battle in the government, folks. That's why all these generals are going public. That's why Syhurst came on the show yesterday. This is a soft coup against the globalist takeover. There is a counter coup going on. Cy Hirsch agreed. Pulitzer Prize winner. Greatest living journalist with this show yesterday. Knowing full well who we are, came on to agree with us. And to go over the evidence. The military has said, no. You want to give weapons to ISIS? We're just going to break them. And they deliver them broken weapons. That's why ISIS will bitch on these things and go, hand grenades without the detonators. You know, AR-15s without the firing pins. And so when the military's flying over there and the contractors are with these big C-130s full of weapons, they sit there on the whole flight sabotaging it. Well, they follow their orders, but they sabotage it. That's going on at the grassroots level. I don't think I've ever seen such a legitimate resistance. This isn't mutiny. If you're on board an aircraft, a 777, say, and a guy goes, you know, hala, 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 in the name of Allah is great, I will kill all of you if you do not do as I say. And back in the 70s and 80s, they would actually go put on the outfit of the captain a lot of times because they found everybody submitted when they saw the uniform. Would it be mutiny to fight back against a hijacker who put the captain's uniform on? You ask a trendy, they say absolutely. Check your white privilege at the door and hope that Habib saws your head off. I'm not kidding. There's a death wish with these people. No, the guy wearing the uniform isn't the president. He's a front man of political correctness where they condition us to never disagree with a, quote, minority, whether you're a minority or whether you're white, whatever. Whites are now a minority in almost every area, minority worldwide. There's really about 7% whites worldwide, people identifying as white, maybe 9%, okay? But the point is that I know whites are evil. It's just terrible. And, of course, it's corrupt white people using that narrative to manipulate things and create divide and conquer. But because we have a, quote, black president, doesn't act or behave like any black people I ever knew, and it's just sick. It's totally, absolutely, completely sick to the bedrock bottom core. The attempted crucifixion of Donald Trump. And I want to say something here that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen to me very, very carefully because I know a lot of it gets lost in the ranting. Even if you hate Donald Trump and you are a committed Bernie Sanders communist, do you really think he should be banned from going to the UK? Do you really think they should be in the newspapers talking about disqualifying him because the establishment says he's not presidential material? This is the very ether the very atmosphere, the very spectrum of abject, complete oppression and dark age tyranny. It is the anti-liberty. And I have a stack of news here where they're coming after free speech here and everywhere else, and it's being vitriolically called for because the totalitarians cannot trump our information. So whether Trump is an angel, a devil, or somewhere in between like most of us, the establishment truly wants him destroyed and is coming after him right now. And if they can shut him down, it'll be another major victory for these people. But it's causing more people to go to the cause. It's causing more people to wake up. And we have two very powerful movements in collision course already colliding with each other as we speak. And it's going to be explosive. So I hope you're not just a spectator during these next few months and next year or so, because this is quite a time to be alive. And Trump is really aggressively fighting back, saying, how dare you claim I'm a sexist, Hillary, and play sex card on me with women when your husband has settled rape cases. And again, the move, as I told you, is they're going to go after the Clintons, and this is the proof that they're at war with them, because this is coffin nails politically for the Clintons if they want to get tangled up with it. And they're ready to go after the Bushes with 9/11. Trump is ready. If you want to take that bait and you want to go after him for that, he's ready. And you got pretty good control of your people, though, don't you, at your controlled press? I mean, they, you know, the dogs got out of the fence for a little bit to go after us when Trump came on, but you called them right back in about 4 hours. It went from 3,000-plus stories to none the next day. That is control. Boy, we got some controlled press in this country. Look at this headline. Government considering banning Donald Trump. Here's another one. Google and the Trump free internet. And that's a good headline, but I'm going to change Nemo's headline. Google implements systems to censor Trump. Are Google now censoring Trump from internet? That's really what it is. Filtering out front runner will do nothing to stop his meteoric rise. And then it goes through how they admit that they are filtering him out and driving him down and putting negative stuff at the top. I mean, that is just unbelievable. Shame on Google. Oh, but other countries are doing it as well. Vietnam warns of toxic web use ahead of party shakeup. Reuters. See, our media will report on censorship in China or censorship in Vietnam or milder forms in Russia. Oh, but when it's going on here, it's like, oh, it's good when it happens here. And I had my article in here where media looks to ban Trump here in the U.S. because I have another article where they're openly saying, you know, Trump needs to be disqualified. They're openly now floating that. But meanwhile, while Trump's being demonized, up to 34 million blank green cards and work permits to be ordered ahead of Obama illegal immigrant amnesty, Daily Mail. And, of course, a year ago this came out, and then they withdrew the request, but Congress was requested for this, the funding, and now it's back. So just blank green cards. Oh, but we've all got to give our rights up because terrorists are about to hit us any minute. Agents nab Pakistanis with terrorist connections crossing U.S. border. Washington Times. Trump, I know words. I have the best words. Obama is stupid. I want to go to some of those clips here in just a moment. Barack Obama confirms a pretty sizable percentage of the world leaders are, quote, out of their minds. Takes one to know one, doesn't it, you power mad nut? Brussels cancels New Year's fireworks due to terror threat. Oh, yeah. Parisians aren't going to celebrate in Paris New Year's because they're worried about terrorists. I mean, talk about giving in. Talk about just groveling in fear with the governments greasing the skids. Oh, yes, don't come out. They're going to get you. It's as legitimate as saying, don't go out. The police are going to kill you. The police kill about 1,000 people a year. 90-plus percent of it's legitimate. What's corrupt is the courts and the system running the police to turn them into code enforcers and harassers of the people and debt collectors. And it's terrible, and it's a surveillance state, but they're the lowest level of it. It's our fault for letting Congress have the TSA do this and our borders open. It's a scapegoat. They want to have a scapegoat revolution, not against the foreign banks that took the country over, but against local government. That's their admitted plan. I just keep going back to that in the new year, because all hell's going to break loose next year. And they're going to get the police so wound up and so crazed when cops are getting killed every day that they're going to follow whatever global orders they get in the name of stopping it all. That's why we're there targeting that narrative with the truth. The police are checking it. They're looking at it. They're finding out we're accurate. They already know pretty much everything we're saying is accurate on their own without even me saying it. But we're just putting it all together. And let me tell you, we see for miles and miles. We know what we're talking about. And we are actively battling every globalist operation at point-blank range. I mean, I'm just out here, hair on fire, folks, swords in both hands, just hacking the enemy. Doesn't mean we got all the answers. Doesn't mean we're not going to fall down. Doesn't mean we may not be destroyed. But we're in the fight. You better believe it. And we need other people to get involved in the fight right now, because this is what Al Gore and George Soros promised, their globalist Arab Spring in America. They are here. They are moving. They mean business. They're not going to turn loose the power easy. They're going for everything right now. This is it. Next year.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I'm a thousand miles from nowhere. Time don't matter to me.
Why,
I'm a thousand
reach out and try to get Dwight Yoakam on. Another patriot.
I got echoes in my head. All that I keep hearing are the cruel things that you said.
Coming up on the TSA naked body scanners. They're saying those are going to be mandatory. Lawsuits that are involved. Pastor David Manning is going to be joining us on a whole host of Trump and Obama analysis. And we'll take some calls in the third hour, fourth hour coming up today. We'll give you details of that. Trump's getting hardcore. He is coming out and he is telling Hillary, you go ahead and say I'm a sexist like you say Bernie Sanders is and your little commie lapdog. And I'm going to bring up that your husband has settled rape cases. Okay, so you want to go the Cosby route? Let's try it. And here's the headline. Can Trump's Clinton sex scandals revival hurt Hillary? The New Yorker magazine asked. So here's Donald Trump firing a major shot across the bow of the Clinton crime family.
You know, Hillary said, well, I'd like to run against Trump, believe me. This poor Chuck Todd, Meet the Press. His show is dying, and he keeps saying, do it, but I never liked it. You know, he never treated me fairly. So I do a show, he gets the highest ratings he's had in years. He went from believe me, I won't even give you the numbers. They were massive, the numbers, right? I saved his life. And then he goes, Hillary Clinton said that she would most like to run against Donald Trump. And yes, and they're looking forward to it. Trust me. The last person. She's already gotten a dose last night. Do you agree? She had a tough night. She had a tough night looking at the beauty pageant, okay? So Hillary Clinton said, and here's Chuck Todd, and he's a nice guy. I'm not trying to knock him. Please don't be insulted, Chuck. But she says she doesn't like him. But he doesn't treat me right. So he goes, the Clinton campaign said they'd most like to run against Trump. Like I'm some kind of a sap. So I call him, I say, Chuck, let me explain something. When they say they want to run against me, that means they don't want to run against me. Do you understand that? Do you understand? It's reverse psychology. They say they want to run against me. First of all, I'm winning and tied in the polls now, and I haven't even hit her yet. But look at what happened to all the guys I hit. They're gone, Joe. They're gone. Or they're failing badly, okay? And they'll be gone soon. But Hillary Clinton, think of it. I say, so Chuck, report it, properly. Trust me. They don't want to run against Trump. The last thing she wants in her whole life is, this was only, I did this in 15 minutes, what happened to them. Because the husband wants to come, and she wants to accuse me of things, and the husband's one of the great abusers of the world? Give me a break.
Exactly.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
He is such a maniac. I love Donald Trump. I'm sold. I can't help it. I mean, the Secret Service thinks he's going to get shot any moment, by the way. I mean, they are just crawling all over the place. They won't let anybody get near him. Trump has really, really got guts. And there's that quote from Full Metal Jacket. Private Joker is silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts and guts is enough. Well, Trump's not silly or ignorant. He does some wild things because he's real. And, you know, I questioned it 4 or 5 months ago, but now knowing the inside baseball and watching them openly come after him and the money from both parties coming in against him, I mean, they see him as a major threat. And all the sniveling Republican candidates trying to snipe at him, who think the media is their friends, the minute they bring down Trump, they'll slit their throats as well. These people have no street smarts, and Trump's got that. It trumps all the fake, effeminate, senatorial prophecy, you know, and all this garbage. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.